The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Paying tariffs because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says...
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You got the rules of engagement all down. So let's get started. I got a lot to talk about, but I want to start out, you know what crowdsourcing is? Crowdsourcing. So crowdsourcing is where, it's kind of started in the tech industry, and now it's kind of become a generic term for when people say, either on social media platforms or like I'm going to do right now on 350 stations around the country. I received an email this morning, came in at 5:22 this morning, and it hit me. I mean, it was like a slap in the face this morning, because as much as I read, and as much as I've read, as much as I've studied history, as much as I've been fortunate through my life, you know, growing up in a small town in Oklahoma, going all the way through college, getting a law degree, being able to travel the world, being the undersecretary, all of that stuff, I feel like I have a hell of an experienced life. And I've got a lot of, I've given away most of my books because, one, we try to keep a happy marriage. At some point you realize, why am I keeping all of these books? Let's give them away. So I've given away all the books except the ones I'm currently reading, and then I'll eventually give those away too. And generally I give them away to a local school so they can put them in their library and hopefully educate some kid. So anyway, I get this email this morning, and I want to crowdsource the email. And so here's what I want you to do. You can either text me, as you normally do, text the word Mike or Michael, the number's 33103, and then in the message box, you start the word with Mike or Michael, and then you're going to answer this question. Alternatively, you can send me an email. And the email for me is michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. You have heard me say on both the local program and on the nationally syndicated program that you need to listen to and find out what your rugrats are learning in school. You've got to go look at their history books, look at their Hells Bells, look at the geography books. Look at all of them. If you don't understand what your child's being taught in school, then shame on you. Listen to this email. It starts out with, can you help? Well, once I read the email, I thought, I really need to think about this. And then I thought, Hells Bells, let me ask you. So listen closely. And as I read the email, you'll understand what the question is. And then I want you to answer it for me. I want all of you to send me your recommendations. Okay? So here we go. I because of the email that's used, I'm not going to tell you who it's from, but it is a legitimate email. It's a listener they listen to the podcast, so they hear both the national program and the local program. So here it goes. Can you help? Michael, I have a very brilliant child who in 2016 was not happy with Trump because he wasn't conservative enough. Now let that sink in for a moment. This child I assume this is the father or mother, I'm not sure which one. I have a very brilliant child in 2016, 8 years ago, wasn't happy with Trump because he wasn't conservative enough. And then in subsequent years was transformed by books and public education to essentially a communist. Yeah, let that sink in. He goes from thinking Trump is not conservative enough to believing or has the philosophy essentially of a communist. The email continues. We have very civil and deep discussions with him on occasions, but we can't compete with his knowledge because of all the history he's read. Parentheses, I'm just a dumb farmer and a jock. Well, if you hear this eventually in the podcast, if you're a farmer, you're not dumb. Farmers have one of the toughest jobs, I think, of all jobs. Lots of jobs are tough, but being a farmer, I think, is tough. And whether, you know, I don't buy into the stereotype of you're a jock, so you're dumb. So I dismiss that. But he continues, or she. Can you suggest some history books to alter his thoughts about Israel? He's just got done reading a book outlining all the atrocities Israel has done to the Palestinians since 1948. Claims that Hamas is doing nothing different than what Israel has been doing to them for decades, taking over the land, forcing them into concentration camps, etc., etc. Luckily, he's just out of college. Otherwise, he'd be participating in the protest. Thank you. P.S. Love your show, but have to listen on podcast a day late. Let's help this guy. Let's help this family. Now, I've got some ideas, but I want to crowdsource this. And I don't think it necessarily has to be about Israel. It could be about World War II. It could be about communism in China. It could be about the Mao Revolution. It could be about Stalin and Lenin. It could be about the Soviet Union. It could be about Russia. It could be about Cuba. It could be about America. Anything that you think would help this family. And I have an ulterior motive for this, too. Not only do I want to help this family, give them some ideas of books that, and, you know, whether they can get the son to read the books or not, I don't know. But the ulterior motive that I have is that as much as I read, I can't read everything. And there may be books out there that I've glossed over, that I've completely missed, that you've read, that you think are great insights into why free markets, why individual liberty and individual freedom, why the Constitution, why this country, with all of its pimples on its butt, why this country is still better than any other country in the world. And in particular, they're looking for books about the history of Israel. But don't necessarily focus on that. So that's my favor. Text me at 33103. books that you think would help, or send me an email, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. Let's help this family. Let's show what crowdsourcing can do.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by May 31st, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience. Or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Bucking by the river, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
Glad to have you back on the weekend with Michael Brown. So if you, in that last segment, I'm asking for books for names of books for a family who's desperate because their son has gone off to college and turned into a communist. and in particular, he's turned into a communist because of Hamas. Of all things, a terrorist organization that rapes women and murders children. Holy cow. You know, the underlying theme of that story is how powerful, absolutely powerful, public education, whether that's secondary education or higher education, has become in influencing the rugrats of this country. That's why you see on college campuses everywhere, that's why you see all of these useful idiots out there wearing the keffiyehs absolutely supporting a terrorist organization, Hamas. You know, they kind of morphed originally from supporting the so-called Palestinians to now they're actually advocating on behalf of Hamas, a terrorist organization. Now, I know that some of these useful idiots out there on these college campuses that are doing it are being influenced by outside agitators. Because when you ask some of them, hey, what's going on? What are you protesting for? They really can't give you an answer. And those who can give you an answer, because they know exactly what they're doing, don't want to talk to you. They don't want to tell you what they're doing. They don't want to tell you why they're doing it. Because they got all the useful, you know, and I think part of this, set aside the actual agitators, the paid agitators and the organizers. Set those aside for a moment. Let me give you my theory, which I know is going to irritate some of you, but so be it. I'm pretty good at irritating people. I think it's that many people grow up or are growing up in a world where their faces are in their phones all the time, where their relationships oftentimes are, they're not really real. They're these fake kind of relationships of people that, you know, on social media, or they're trying to get the clicks. They're posting photos on Instagram or stories on Facebook, or they're being outrageous on Twitter or whatever, all hoping to get that endorphin rush when somebody likes them or somebody retweets them or somebody talks about how, oh, I love that picture, or, you know, and all of that social pressure. I mean, I don't know what the total followers that I have. I've got, I don't know, I forget whether it's 16,000, 18,000 followers on Twitter. Now, how many of those do you think I actually personally know? Probably very few. Same thing on Facebook. Instagram, I don't know. I got 2,000 or 3,000, whatever the number is, followers. Some of them are literally my real-life friends, just like on Twitter. And then there's all of you, every single one of you. I can't say you're my friend unless we define what friend is. And friend is, in the case of you, someone that you listen to me, and oftentimes we might interact, text messages, emails, social media, whatever it is. But I don't know, unless I see a photo of you, I probably wouldn't recognize you on the street. There's nothing wrong with that. And you know why? Because in our individual lives, we have actual real-life relationships. And not to get too theological here, but at least for me, I believe in a higher power. And that higher power that I believe in, Jesus Christ, God, being a Christian, I believe, as many religions, in fact, as most religions do, that there's something more to this life. And so, while death itself may be both intriguing, mysterious, and frightening, you know, my faith tells me that there's something really wonderful on that other side. Many religions teach that. There's really something wonderful. And part of our job in this life is to actually, I think, is to have relationships that are meaningful and even relationships that aren't meaningful. For example, you know, I stopped to get a Diet Coke. And today I made the mistake of stopping at Chick-fil-A to get a Diet Coke because I was in a hurry. And being in a hurry, I made the mistake of going to Chick-fil-A, which is probably the slowest drive-through in the history of mankind. And so I was really irritated by the time I got to the window. But then I got to the window, and here was this cheery kid. Just, is this from, are you Mike? Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm Michael. You wanted to, you got your Diet Coke? Yeah. You want to pay with your app? Yes. And I'm just thinking, you know, Why be mad? It's not this kid's fault. It's not this kid's fault at all that I waited 18 minutes in line. It was absurd. So instead, I just smiled at him and said, thank you. I wanted to yell at him. I really did. But that, you know, no. That's not what to do. Now, you know, you go to a restaurant and you get bad service or something, you might call the manager over. I've done that before. At a, you know, at a high-end restaurant and the service is subpar, I've asked to speak to the manager and I've told the manager, look, this dinner's going to cost me $200 or $300. And the service was, here's what was wrong with the service. You know, I don't just bitch about it. I point out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, here are the things that went wrong. And I do so, and I always make sure I tell the manager this. I'm not looking for a free dessert. I'm not looking for free anything. I'm just thinking that if I were the manager in this restaurant, I would want to know how things are going. It's just all about relationships. And I just think that many people in today's society just don't have real relationships. And that causes, like, this kid that's gone full-bore communist, it shows how influencers, whether those are professors, teachers, outside agitators, whatever it is, they recognize that they can take these young minds and they can fill them full of all sorts of bullcrap and then turn what was, I mean, growing up on a farm, think about that. And now, look, don't get me wrong. I understand. I talk about that small town that I grew up in. I would say that, yeah, 75 to 90% of us are conservatives, strong conservatives. But I also have friends that from that small town that are raging liberals, raging liberals. And I don't remember them necessarily as being conservative when we were growing up or in high school, but then they go off to college. And then as I meet them later on or we reconnect somehow, we realize that politically, socially, and culturally, we've gone entirely different directions. Entirely different directions. And it shows the influence of everything that we're involved in. Everything influences our lives. And so to the extent that we can help this family, who are obviously kind of upset about their child. Now remember, here's the email. Have a very brilliant child who in 2016 wasn't happy with Trump because Trump wasn't conservative enough. And then in subsequent years was transformed by books and public education to essentially become a communist. And the family says we have very civil and deep discussions with him on occasions, but we can't compete with his knowledge because of all the history he's read. And then, of course, the parenthetical that I'm just a dumb farmer and a jock. This kind of thing goes on everywhere in our society. So help me out. Text the word Michael to 33103. What would you suggest for this family? Because I'm going to pass these things on. Or email me, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. Books, whatever it might be that you think might help. Because you know what? Maybe next weekend, I'll talk about all the ideas that you sent me.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Boo for the villain, cheer for the hero, sigh for the sweet young thing, and laugh your tail feathers off at Foul Play in French Gulch, a Western melodrama that the whole family will love. Don't be a chicken, wear your Western duds, and come on down to the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading, May 9th through the 26th. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by Cornerstone Community Bank, the Downtown Reading Cultural District, and this amazing station.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. Don't forget about the podcast. You want to subscribe to the podcast, you simply do this. On your podcast app, you search for this. The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Then when you find that, you click subscribe, and then that gets you all five of the weekday programs and the weekend programs. So you get 23 hours of me, and that fantastic 23 hours of little old me. Let's talk about Joe Biden for a moment. One of the most famous criticisms of Joe Biden came from former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. He was Secretary of Defense for both my old boss, George W. Bush, and for Barack Obama. Back in 2014, he wrote a memoir in which he says this, quote, "I think Joe Biden has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades." Yeah, he's right. Now, the former SecDef have been asked repeatedly if he stands by that statement. And every time he's asked the question, "Do you still believe that?" his answer is, "Yes, I stand by that statement." Now, of course, we're now more than a decade removed. Well, not quite, almost a decade removed from that memoir. And in that time, Bob Gates has openly criticized Biden over the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, his administration's approach to both Putin and Russia, and, of course, the slow walking of military aid to Ukraine. So it seems it's safe to say that we're at five decades now. Five decades of absolute disastrous foreign policy.
I was rereading your memoir before we sat down to talk, and you said in your memoir, "Joe Biden is impossible not to like."
This is on CBS's Face the Nation.
Quote, "He's a man of integrity, incapable of hiding what he really thinks, and one of those rare people you know you can turn to for help in a personal crisis. Still, I think he's been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. Would he be an effective commander-in-chief?"
I don't know. I think I stand by that statement. He and I agreed on some key issues in the Obama administration. We disagreed significantly on Afghanistan and some other issues. I think that the vice president had some issues with the military, so how he would get along with the senior military and what that relationship would be, I think it would depend on the personalities at the time.
Remember, Joe Biden was the one individual in that famous photograph in the White House Situation Room where SEAL Team 6 is about to raid the compound in Pakistan and eliminate Osama bin Laden. And as Obama is asking and getting the advice from everybody in the room, and everybody in the room says, "Yes, go," who was the one person that said no? Joe Biden. And I think Bob Gates is right. My experience with Joe Biden as a U.S. senator and me as the undersecretary is that he was just this happy politician. He was just happy to be a U.S. senator. He just loved to glad hand people, "How's the family? How you doing?" You know, and just never anything really serious. I think that's why you see today that when, as he's gotten so much older, and as his mental capacity has deteriorated rapidly to the point I actually think he's dangerous for the country, I think that's a reflection of who he really is. Shallow, not much substance. All of those decades as a senator, you kind of become just, "Hey, what can I do to get along? I don't really want to do anything serious. You know, my staff will take care of everything. They'll tell me what to say, what to read, what to do in a hearing. I don't have to prepare. I'm just an actor." You know, politics has been described as Hollywood for ugly people, and I think Joe Biden kind of personifies that. Never really on his own coming up with much of substance. And the problem is that for most of these five decades now, Joe Biden and his team of advisors, we're confined to the role of senator, where there's only so much damage you can do. Voting on the wrong side of every single Reagan-era Cold War package is a touch less significant than actually directing foreign policy of the United States from the Oval Office. And then you think about his advisors. Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, his fecklessness is rather irrelevant if he's limited to being a Senate staffer. Instead, now we have the likes of this. Our view is any kind of major Rafah ground operation would actually strengthen Hamas's hands at the negotiating table, not Israel's, according to White House National Security spokesman John Kirby on Thursday. He said more civilian deaths in Rafah from an Israeli offensive would give more ammunition to Hamas's twisted narrative about Israel. Oh, so now Kirby is now operating from the same position as that famed Norm MacDonald tweet. Remember when Norm MacDonald tweeted out back in 2016, "What terrifies me is if ISIS were to detonate a nuclear device and kill 50 million Americans. Imagine the backlash against peaceful Muslims." And how stupid can you be? We were talking about this on the weekday program, either Friday or Thursday, talking about the ratio of people killed on October 7 in Israel is the same as approximately 60,000 plus Americans being killed in a single day by a single terrorist event. 60,000. Now, what would we do as a nation? Now, I think I know what we would do as a nation if on a single day in a coordinated attack, 60,000 Americans were killed from the East Coast to the West Coast.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We'll resume normal programming shortly.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on
the political spectrum. Maybe I'm high on drugs today. Across all political spectrums, across all demographics, across the entire social spectrum, would rise up and demand something be done. And some might even take things into their own hands. 60,000 Americans. Think about that. So this whole attitude right now toward Hamas creates a greater fracture with Benjamin Netanyahu and tosses the negotiations in Cairo into kind of a cocked hat. There is no way, and we've already seen it come true, there's no way Israel was going to stand by and accept the idea that they have to leave Rafah alone. Think about that. So you can find this on the interwebs. You can find it on the internet. There are some of these time-lapsed maps that show the Israeli Defense Forces as they've taken over many parts of Israel, and now they've kind of squeezed Hamas down into Rafah. Well, those are the people that have to be eliminated. Those are the terrorists that have to be killed. It sounds pretty strong, doesn't it? But it's true. Just as we had to kill Osama bin Laden, just as we had to kill many, many people in the Taliban trying to locate Osama bin Laden, thus they have to do the same thing in Rafah. But John Kirby puts it, any major operation would be opposed by this Biden administration. And of course, they're doing this while continuing to deny military aid that Congress overwhelmingly endorsed. Do you remember just a few weeks ago? The battle lines were drawn between Democrats and Republicans, and the Republicans themselves were divided among themselves. And a few Democrats were off the reservation, but not a lot. But a lot of Republicans were divided about whether or not to provide any more aid to Ukraine or aid to Israel or aid to the Indo-Pacific, specifically Taiwan. And then TikTok was one of the, there were four bills and TikTok was the four bill. You had Ukraine, Israel, the Indo-Pacific, Taiwan, and then TikTok. Those were the four bills that were in that package. And there was this huge political debate over it. But yet Congress came together with enough votes, with a majority, to pass those bills and put them on the president's desk. And he signed them. And then he decided, oh, wait a minute, I think I'll not send that aid to Israel. So Bob Gates' vindication might please Republicans on a partisan level, and it kind of does me. But there are real consequences for this level of hubris. The hubris of Joe Biden, what does it mean?
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to the Dad, you with me? Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. In the message box, just start your message out with Mike or Michael. I read them all the time. You can send me a text message anytime. Doesn't make any difference. So as I said earlier, Bob Gates, the former Secretary of Defense, that said, Joe Biden's been wrong on almost every foreign policy decision he's been involved in for the past four decades. And we're seeing that being played out in real time. And it's actually very dangerous to this nation. And it may please Gates' vindication about Joe Biden probably pleases a lot of Republicans on a very partisan level. But the problem is, as happy as that may make some people, there are very real consequences for this level of hubris out of Joe Biden. And Biden's continual insistence that he is right all the time, all else be damned, is frightening. His irritation at the Gates comment and the rumors that Barack Obama is actually running his foreign policy now seem a reflection of his earliest famed lie-filled outburst at suggestions that he wasn't smart enough for the job of the presidency. Joe Biden knows the critics are wrong. He can handle things. He's smart. Not like everybody says. He's smart and he wants respect. Really? Let's go back to 1988. Joe Biden's running for the White House. And, of course, his campaign gets completely nuked by allegations of plagiarism and lies.
Question. What law school did you attend and where did you place in that class? And the other question is, could you quickly...
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. In the first year in law school, I decided I didn't want to be in law school and ended up in the bottom two-thirds of my class, and then decided I wanted to stay, went back to law school, and in fact ended up in the top half of my class. I won the international moot court competition. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only need 123 credits, and I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
I can say one thing. I think just in my own opinion, I'm not questioning your IQ at all. I'm just saying that with the people that we have elected to office in recent years, I think that we have to question your credentials very solidly.
Well, I think you're right, Frank. But you know what I find kind of interesting? It seems to me if you can speak, you're at a liability in the Democratic Party anymore. It seems to me you've all become heartless technocrats. It seems to me that you forget that what happens is we have never as a party moved this nation by 14-point position papers and 9-point programs. It seems to me that when we got involved in the civil rights movement, Frank, nobody asked Martin Luther King what his legislative agenda was. He marched. Change attitudes. When the women's movement started, it did not move with a constitutional amendment. They marched to change attitudes. And this party better understand full well that it's about time we change our attitude and we begin to change the attitudes of Americans about what their responsibilities are to the poor, about what their responsibilities are to other people, and about what our responsibility in the world is. And that requires changing attitudes. But, Frank, I promise you, you'll see my 15-point plans and 19-point position papers, and you'll be able to make a judgment when Gary Hart and I stand there, who knows more about foreign policy, Gary or me, and when you see that Dick Gebhardt and I stand there, you'll be able to make a judgment whether Dick Gebhardt or I know more about economic policy. But ultimately, Frank, this country needs a leader, and leaders change attitudes about people. And it's the ironic twist that in the wake of Ronald Reagan, that the only one thing he knew how to do was the one thing that is now being the currency of which is, in fact, being devalued so much. But
wow. Isn't that amazing? Think about everything that he said in that 2.5 minutes that reflects exactly what he does today. Has he changed people's attitudes? Has he? He may have accomplished that, but not in the way he expected to. When he's losing the black vote, the Hispanic vote, the young vote, when he's losing the suburban women vote, when you look at all the lies that just this past week, there was a story about so far this year he's spouted out 148 or whatever it is lies. That number doesn't make any difference. They're just lies. When you look at the suffering of people because of inflation, and what's his solution to inflation? Well, one lie about it. You know, when I came into office, inflation was at 9.whatever it was%. No, sir, it was actually more like 14-15%. Well, inflation has come down. Yeah, inflation persists. The rate of inflation may have dropped, but inflation itself persists because you passed that stupid Inflation Reduction Act, which is so freaking hilarious to even say that there was so much money in that bill, $1 trillion+, that you're still spending that money. So you're, as the Federal Reserve jacks up interest rates, trying to stop inflation, you keep throwing more gasoline on the fire by throwing more money into the economy. So you're countering everything the Federal Reserve does. It's a train wreck. And you know more about economics than anybody else. You see, past is prologue. Prologue is the past. And you look back at what he says in 1988. That was before he crashed and burned about plagiarism. And then you see it on the stage today. The point of this is, I don't know what we do about it. I really don't know what we do about it, except just let the election process play out, which that in of itself is hilarious. Because what are they doing? They so desperately don't want Donald Trump as the nominee that they're executing lawfare every way they can, hoping to the very people that claim that democracy is about to die are the ones who are using the judicial system to kill democracy. If democracy is open and fair elections, and if democracy is letting your opposition party nominate whomever they want and then go up and oppose them on your ideas and your platform. But no. We don't want that guy. So let's make sure we do everything to keep that guy from possibly becoming the nominee. I think that's beginning to backfire on them, too. I actually think that's beginning to backfire on them. We'll talk about that later in the program, about how all these cases in New York.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An unusually strong solar storm is hitting planet Earth this weekend. Astrophysicist Noor Raafi at Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory explains what's going on.
There is a system of very complex sunspots that came together and formed a huge active region of the sun.
And it could affect communications. NOAA has alerted operators, that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, alerting operators of power plants and spacecraft in orbit to take special precautions. Israel ordering new civilian evacuations as it prepares to enter Rafah.
Evacuation orders are for more neighborhoods in the east of the city that are identified, with people told to go to Al-Muwasi, which the Israeli military has declared to be a humanitarian zone. It's on the coast a bit to the north of Rafah. There have also been more evacuation orders issued for parts of the north of the Gaza Strip, a number of neighborhoods which have previously been said to have been cleared of Hamas elements. So that shows that Israeli troops are having to go back into areas where they've previously said that they had driven out Hamas.
There's the voice of the BBC's Yolanda Nell reporting. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Tom Cotton is critical of President Biden for his threat to withhold arms shipments to Israel if, in fact, it does invade Gaza.
Joe Biden, from the very beginning of this war, has put more pressure on Israel than he has put on Hamas or some of Hamas's patrons in the region. And that's almost entirely because of the left wing and, indeed, the increasingly anti-Semitic wing of his party.
Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. A winning week for investors on Wall Street. Stocks coasted to the close of another winning streak Friday, with the S&P 500 up about 9 points. The Dow up by 125. More from townhall.com.
America's top podcasters are on the Salem Podcast Network. Charlie Kirk.
And if any Democrat is out there advocating for Donald Trump to be in a courthouse for September, October, you are a repulsive person. I'm sorry. You are deciding to shred the United States Constitution and our traditions just to try to win an election.
Laura Trump.
This is basic stuff. If things aren't working, you got to change them. That's the problem the Democrats have. All of their policy positions seem so extreme and so crazy. And you look at this and you're like, I don't know, that seems to make a lot of sense to me.
And Trish Regan.
And people that are here legally really don't appreciate all these illegals coming in, depressing wages for the rest of the labor pool, possibly introducing an element of crime into their communities. They don't want it. They're not having it. And so guess what? They're migrating to Trump.
Subscribe today for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
It's a no-go, at least for now, for a Biden administration plan to reduce credit card late fees.
A federal judge in Texas has temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8 that was slated to go into effect next week. The temporary injunction imposed by Judge Mark Pittman in the Northern District of Texas is a win for big banks and major credit card companies, which collect billions in revenue each year in late fees and were looking to stop the proposal from going into effect. It's also a win for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which led the lawsuit on behalf of the banks. Keith Peters reporting.
Hundreds of mothers of missing people took to the streets of downtown Mexico City for a march, timed to coincide with Mother's Day this year. The marchers angry over what they say is their government's lack of interest in investigating the disappearances of Mexico's more than 100,000 missing people. Breaking news at townhall.com. April may have been a rough patch for investors, but things are starting to turn around in the month of May as Wall Street coasted to the finish line of yet another winning streak on Friday.
Stocks closed out another winning week on Wall Street with a quiet, mixed finish.
The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.3%, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped by less than 0.1%. Every major index notched weekly gains. A lengthening parade of strong profit reports helped support the market. Stocks had been on track for bigger gains in the morning, but regressed following a discouraging report on U.S. consumer sentiment. The report suggested U.S. households are raising their expectations for inflation. That helped Treasury yields rise ahead of next week's highly anticipated updates on inflation. Damian Troisi, New York.
And you'll find more of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like paying parrots. Because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael. And you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says...
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
I got to tell you, I appreciate this audience so much between the text messages and the emails. Now, some of the books, yes, they were on my list too, like The Law by Frederick Bastiat, and obviously a lot of the Milton Friedman books. But there are some books that, quite frankly, boom, right over my head. So I've got to go check them out myself. And then apparently an NPR of all places, an NPR documentary that I'm going to go watch it sometime this weekend. So if you're just tuning in, I had an email that I read in the last hour from a family that whose son was in 2016 thought that Donald Trump wasn't conservative enough, and he goes off to college and comes back and he's a communist. He's a self-avowed communist. You talk about a sea change. And so I was, the family asked for, you know, things that they could read, or they could try to get their son to read, and in an effort to try to get him to see the light. And so your response has been fantastic, and I appreciate it. I almost hesitate. I really do almost hesitate to use a certain name in this segment. But I want to talk about the political book publishing industry for a moment. Writing an interesting or an engaging article, or for that matter, doing an interesting and engaging radio program, or in my case, both a radio program, a book, which I've published, by the way, I'll tell you about it in a second, and my side gig, which is public speaking, which I've done all over the world, and I continue to do it. I love doing it. But doing any of those things, you know, for that matter, let's take it away from all of those things and think about something that you might do for a moment. You go meet with the boss. You're trying to convince the boss to or to not do something. You have to be interesting and engaging. You have to be convincing. You have to be all of those things. Hell's bells, let's take it down to an even more basic level. Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, your significant other. Maybe you've got a Stormy Daniels in your life, whatever it might be. If you're trying to convince them to or not to do something, whether it's where to go to dinner, what movie to see, what to do tonight, whatever it might be, you've got to be interesting, engaging, and you have to be convincing. You have to be all of those things. So this segment really applies to everyone, but I want to focus on political publishing. Because as I said earlier, writing an interesting or engaging article or a book requires an amazing amount of time and energy. And writing a book, one that is insightful, maybe captivating, because I'm not really, I don't know whether my book's captivating or not. But doing that is, and I'm not patting myself on the back here, but even though there are literally thousands of books published every year, when you think about that in comparison to the, say, just the population of the United States, 340 million Americans, or 341, whatever the current number is, the number of people who actually write, author a book, or write an article that gets published, and I don't necessarily mean just a letter to the editor, but even a letter to the editor in your local newspaper, has to be interesting and engaging for the editors to even consider it, let alone publish it. I say it's an incredible accomplishment, whether it's a book, a speech, or an article, but especially a book, because it requires so much work and time to complete that mission. In the political publishing industry, the top authors have gamed the system entirely. The entire genre is a fraudulent mess of epic proportions. Now, I've only written one book. I've written numerous articles, and I've given hundreds, if maybe not thousands, of speeches. So I've been in the media space. On radio now, this is I'm going into my 18th year, almost 2 decades now, on radio. And I've written pieces for both left-of-center and right-of-center publications. But I really think back on what's going on in the political publishing world today versus what it was like when my book, Deadly Indifference, was first published, I think, back in 2011. And I'm now working on the second book. But I want to describe for you for a moment the process that I went through for my first book. Again, self-promotion here. The name of the book is Deadly Indifference. You can find it still on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get books. You can still find the book, Deadly Indifference. If you haven't bought it, why haven't you bought it? Go out and buy it right now. Go out and order it right now. You ought to read it. You know, you ought to read it for this simple reason. If you listen to this program, it'll give you some idea of why I'm the way that I am. But let me tell you about the process. So post-Katrina, I knew that I wanted to write a book about that experience. Because, of course, the narrative was trying to be established by the cabal. I was wrong about everything, and all these Democrats were right about everything. And I thought, wait a minute, you know what? Let's not necessarily try to set the record straight, but let's try to give an audience an insight into, hey, here's what was really going on. You can make your own judgment. But let me just tell you the facts about what happened. So I found a publisher that was interested in that story. And as I talked to the editor, I was like, I could probably write the book by myself, but it's going to take me forever to do it. And it's going to take you, you know, a lot of effort editing and suggesting. How about we find a co-author? I did not want a ghostwriter. I did not want to publish a book under my name where I actually had somebody else write the book, and then you put slap my name on as the author and then go out and sell it. That's just not me. I didn't want to do that. So I told the publishing company I want a co-author. And they were shocked. They were really surprised. And I said, well, one, I want a co-author because I'm busy doing other stuff, and I want somebody that I can team up with to work with to write this book. So they gave me the names of two or three people, and I settled on this one individual based on other books he had written. He'd written a lot of books about the Kennedy family. He had written all sorts of political books and fiction books. He was an established, accomplished author. And so our agreement was his name would be on the book also. So Ted and I sat down in our first meeting. You know, we never met face-to-face. We never met face-to-face one time. It was always over the Internet. It was always through emails. It was always through phone calls. We never met face-to-face. But the first meeting on the phone was this. How are we going to do this process? Let me tell you what the process was. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. I'll tell you what that process was and why it compares differently to what goes on today.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Remember, if you want to engage in the program, just text to this number, 33103, 33103. Start your message out with the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. And for the podcast, you on your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That's the podcast you're looking for. The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit subscribe. That gets you the weekday program and this, the weekend program. So it gets you all the programs that I do 6 days a week. So we're talking about political book publishing. And I want to compare and contrast the book that I wrote, Deadly Indifference, with a particular book that's been in the news recently and how it was published. So back to what my process was. I said I wanted a co-author. So the co-author and I, Ted and I sit down over the phone. We talk about, okay, how are we going to do this process? And he goes, well, let's first come up with an outline. You come up with an outline of everything that you want in the book. And then once we get the outline, let's talk about the order of how those different stories and ideas would fit into the book, how it would flow. We'll talk about that. We can do that over phone and email. So we did all of that. And then once we had the outline of the book, he said, now you start writing. So I would take the outline and I would take, you know, topic number one, and I would start writing, and I would write as much as I could possibly write about it. And then I would send that to Ted, and then Ted would look it over, and then Ted would start rewriting it. Sometimes we would agree, sometimes we wouldn't. And when we didn't agree, we'd get on the phone. We'd talk about, okay, Ted wants it worded this way. I want it worded this way. And Ted would explain why he did, why I wanted it this way. Now, of course, since both of our names were on it, we had to come to some sort of an agreement. I always had veto power because obviously it was a book about me. So I got to veto anything, but we always came to an agreement. And we went through that process over the course of almost a year. And that's with a co-author. That's with an experienced co-author. So when you read Deadly Indifference, which, again, I encourage you to go by, when you read Deadly Indifference, that's the process that Ted and I used to write the book. And then, of course, then we finish and we get the final galley of the book. That goes to the editor at the publishing house. And now they read through it, and they make their edits, and then I have to approve the edits. Or sometimes they would overrule me and say, no, it has to be worded this way. And, of course, they would also ask me questions, and this is probably the most salient point that I want you to remember. They would ask me, okay, you say XYZ about George Bush, or you say XYZ about Ray Nagin, the then mayor of New Orleans. What do you have to back that up? Because if you're going to say this about that person, you could be subject to a defamation lawsuit, and they could sue us too. So how do you back that up? And I would have to back it up with documents or emails or phone call messages or whatever it might be, or I might just have to say, I was there and this is my opinion. And if it was my opinion, they would go with it. If I had documentation, obviously they would agree to it too. And so at the end of all of that, you didn't even have to do things like approve, you know, the photos that go in the book. The book has four or five pages of photos. And some of the photos are in the public domain, and some photos, you know, belong to a photographer, and I had to get permission from the photographer to use those. I guess what I'm saying is it was a somewhat convoluted process. That was in 2011. Now fast forward to 2024, 13 years later. In the political publishing industry, all of these books that you read that are from senators, congressmen, wannabe presidential candidates, people whose names you may have never heard of, but, oh, I'd like to be the president, or I might want to run for governor, I might want to run for mayor. Everybody writes a book now that's somehow geared to be a marketing tool. I have no idea how long this massive grift has been going on, but I think it's been going on for quite a while. In fact, I think it predates even my book. Again, Deadly Indifference. I'm going to keep self-promoting that book all day long. You got to go buy that book. I want to see a spike in book sales today. Deadly Indifference. But a high-profile example of political ghostwriting goes all the way back to 1956. A book whose name you surely have heard, Profiles in Courage. That's the 1956 book that helped establish the bona fides of John F. Kennedy. Now, there's been a noticeable distinction between how insiders and outsiders have interpreted this this dumpster fire that is the now off publicity tour of South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's upcoming book, No Going Back. She's now canceled her book tour, something I never did. Oh, I had a book tour. It wasn't quite as elaborate as what hers is because I wasn't the governor. But she's canceled her book tour. And I think the public seems a little confused about the idea that Kristi Noem seemingly didn't know about so many things that were in her, now I'm going to use air quotes here, in her own book. For example, quote, verbatim from the book, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. Parentheses. I'd been a children's pastor, after all. Close parentheses. Dealing with foreign leaders takes resolve, preparation, and determination. That's in her book. I don't want to necessarily dwell on Kim Jong-un and whether she met with him or didn't meet with him. I really don't care about, and I know you've heard about the dog shooting story in her book. And I know you've heard the story about her killing a goat in the book. And somehow all of those things that she did was to show her bona fides about how she's a tough woman. Well, I'm not focused on that. I've talked about that ad nauseum before. You can go back to podcasts and hear about that. What I'm talking about is, how do these books come about anyway? You need to know that, because it's another example of this fake world that we now live in.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
We ended ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Bucking by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in, you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Always remember, you can text the program, text the word MicroMichael to this number, 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Talking about political book publishing, I think it's a microcosm of what's going on in our society as a whole today. Think about Kristi Noem's book. Everything from, I think, psychopathically mass shooting her animals to this concocted tale of talking tough to Kim Jong-un. Her answers for her claimed antics and, I think, repeated falsehoods, all claimed under her namesake, have gone so bad, actually from bad to worse, that she's completely canceled her book tour. I think the coup de grace for her was she appeared on Fox Business with hate it when I draw a blank. I'll see if I can find it real quickly. This is live radio right here. Stuart Varney. And so I think this was the end of her book tour. Was this appearance on Fox Business?
Workers, and it's just been incredible to see the amount of feedback and people that are moving to our state to take opportunity of those jobs and to live like we do in South Dakota.
Do you still think that you are in line to be Trump's vice president?
No, it's up to Donald Trump. He's the only person who will decide this. And I spoke, yes, I do speak to him.
May I ask what he said to you about being vice president?
No, I never tell anybody my personal conversations
with
President
Trump. Did the dog
story come
up in your conversation with
Trump? I talk to President Trump all the time.
About the dog?
About a lot.
Now, they're kind of where we're talking to each other. But Stuart asked her, when you were talking to Donald Trump, did the dog story come up? This is the story about where she shot the 14-year-old dog that was killing chickens and not hunting the right way. I think that was it right there.
Did the dog story
President
come up
Trump,
in your conversation?
I talked to President Trump all the time.
About the dog?
About a lot of things. And right now, I tell you what, he is being persecuted in a political hunt. Witch hunt in this court case. So I'm proud of him about how tough he is and how well he is doing.
Did you bring up
yes,
the dog?
Yes, enough,
with Trump.
Stuart.
With Trump. Did you
this
bring
interview
up the dog
is
with
ridiculous,
Trump?
What you were doing right now. So you need to stop. It is.
Okay.
It is.
We'll
Let's
stop.
Talk about some real topics that Americans care about.
I'm afraid we're out of time.
Oh, well, of course we are.
We do thank you for being with us.
Right.
I know I pressed hard, but that's what people are talking about
now.
To this day.
Yeah.
Governor Noem, thanks for joining us.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
We'll be back in.
And he's right. That's what he's supposed to do as a journalist. This is what people are talking about. We didn't create the story. You created the story by putting this in your book. I think that this whole shenanigans over her book and what she's written in it have given, it's a given that many of us in this space, at least for me, I've already written off the idea that Kristi Noem would write any of her own book at all. But she has taken the laziness of politician publishing to a whole new level. She apparently didn't proofread any of her book either, despite narrating the audiobook. Now, given the historic botch job, I'm glad that the public is starting to ask more questions about this incredibly sketchy operation. I hope it helps you look at any book that you see on the bookshelves in a bookstore, or if you're on Amazon and you're looking for something to read, and there's a story that's written, there's a book that's written by, I don't care, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, anybody. I hope it causes you to stop and wonder, who wrote the book? This saga of Kristi Noem is exposed in open secret about the political publishing industry, and that is only a tiny percentage of authors in that space write their own books. And those real authors are often completely smothered by fake authors that have a machine in place to promote their fake autobiographies or their fake political stories, all of which takes time and opportunity away from those who actually put in the hard work to actually write a book. And then there is, and I've been selfishly self-promoting my book, Deadly Indifference. Always remember that title. Always remember Deadly Indifference, because I want you to go buy it. Because I find it funny, whether you're watching CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, whatever it is, how many times do you hear that, oh, one of our guests today has a book, or one of our panelists has just written a book. Oh, it just happened to be published by XYZ. Fox is notorious for that. Fox has, I think Fox News actually has their own publishing house now. Or you'll hear, you know, I've told you before that one of my favorite programs is CBS Sunday Morning. Now, it does tilt left, but I like it for a lot of the cultural stories. They'll do profiles on interesting individuals. Even if I disagree with their politics, I find their profiles interesting. But then there will always be this disclaimer. We're going to talk about, I'm just looking at a Chick-fil-A Diet Coke. We're going to talk today about how Chick-fil-A has a new insulated sleeve that they put on their Diet Cokes. We need to disclose to you that CBS News is the designer of the new insulated sleeve on the Chick-fil-A Diet Cokes. And so now let's talk to Billy Bob about how he invented this. And oh, by the way, Billy Bob works for CBS News. It's just freaking hilarious. But that's the kind of fake world that we now live in. And now you want to add artificial intelligence to that? You know, I love photography, and I occasionally, you know, I'll take my Nikon and I will download photographs to my computer, and I will slightly edit it. I actually feel guilty about editing my photographs at all. You take a picture on, you got an iPhone? I assume you can do it on Android too. You take a picture on your iPhone, and then you want to post it to Instagram or some other thing. There are so many things that you can do on your phone to completely change everything about that photograph. And then you think about Photoshop, like you got an old boyfriend you want to get rid of? Well, just there are all sorts of things. Just take that boyfriend out. Why do we know what's real anymore? Back to Kristi Noem for a moment. I think for politicians, if I had to guess, I would guess that maybe 1% write their own books. Some spend occasional time with a ghostwriter, not a co-author, but a ghostwriter, so that they can best express their personality and ideas. And then others, like Kristi Noem, just mail it in entirely. And they have the ghostwriter rely upon, I guess, just public material from speeches or appearances. And so they just sit down and the name of the author on the book, Kristi Noem, in this case, probably never wrote a single word of that book. I'm really beginning to believe that. Because I'm really beginning to wonder, how in the hell can you write a book and then read the book for the audiobook version, and then go out on a book tour and not realize that you're going to be asked about, you shot a dog? You met with Kim Jong-un? Even if you don't want to tell us about what you said to Kim Jong-un or what he said to you, give us some details. You say you were at the DMZ. Did he drive up in a motorcade? Did you meet in one of those little rooms at the DMZ? You know, there are actually meeting rooms at the DMZ where officials from North Korea can meet with officials from South Korea or other countries. They're little rooms where North Korean military people face off with South Korean military people. So how did that meeting occur? As for your favorite TV personality, your favorite social media influencer, maybe 5% write their own books. Again, go back to the cable news people. It's really, really, it's really rare to hear about a cable news talking head with faces full of delicately applied makeup that really have the time or the energy to put in that kind of hard work. As I told you before, I'm working on my second book, and I'm to the point, I've been working on the second book for a year now. What is it? Yeah, for probably about a year now. It'll be a year this summer. And I'm not very far along. And what I'm doing is I kept a journal, literally a journal, about everything that, well, it was way, I started it long before I went to D.C., but I particularly wanted to focus on my experience in D.C. and the creation of the Department of Homeland Security. Because, for example, I'd leave a meeting at the White House, and after that meeting, I would get in the car, and my security detail would be driving me from the White House over to my office, and I would sit down and I would make notes about the meeting. I would put those notes in my journal. Who was there? What did we talk about? What was funny about the meeting? What was interesting about the meeting? What was maddening about the meeting? What did we decide? What did we not decide? I got all of that in a journal. And most of it I wanted to focus on the creation of the Department of Homeland Security. So that's what I'm doing. I'm transferring my journal about the creation of DHS into a book about the creation of DHS. And I'm pulling my hair out. Because I worry about the structure. I worry about, I could just copy and paste, cut and paste and put it all in there. But I want it readable. I want it to draw people in. So I'm about to the point where I'm going to go back to the publisher who did my previous book and say, you know what? I'm looking for a co-author again. And this one will be even easier because I've got a three-ring binder that's got about 1,000 pages of typed notes in it that we're going to use a portion of that to write about the creation of Homeland Security. So when you think about all of these books that you see published, and Kristi Noem has kind of brought it to the forefront, who's really writing the books? You think about the photographs. You see how much of those photographs have been altered. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't always remember, you can engage with the program simply by texting the word Mike to this number, 33103.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House.
The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Always remember, subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, go to The Situation with Michael Brown. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown and then hit subscribe. And you've got all 5 days of the week of the weekday program and the Saturday weekend program. So we're talking about the whole conglomerate of everything that seems to be fake in our lives right now, including books by all these political people that are designed to do what? You get somebody to ghostwrite a book for you, and it's ostensibly about your life story, and it's all designed so that you can get on the TV, so you can get interviewed, and you can get FaceTime, and you can get maybe the attention of somebody so that you can climb the political ladder. Man. All these TV personalities, all these social media influencers, you know, it's really rare to hear about a cable news talking head, you know, sitting up there, you know, in the studio, they're all their makeup on, they're all laughing and joking with each other, and they often appear on different shows throughout the day. When do they have the time to put in that kind of hard work to actually write a book? Even what they do, you know, the one thing I can tell you about this program, and for that matter, the weekday program, it's all me, baby. Yeah, I've got a producer, and my producer provides me stories and things occasionally, but what you hear is what I, day in and day out, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, sit down, always looking for stories, always looking for things to bring you, and it's me, and it's what I think about things. There's no ghostwriter back here behind me. I say all of that to say that there's an incredible lack of authenticity among the political class. No authenticity. Well, at the same time, they're trying to give off the impression that somehow they've got all the time, they've got the ability, they've got the intelligence, and they got the fortitude to go publish their own book. I think their constituents deserve so much better than being suckered into financing what's just really a grift. The fake authors, they make a ton of money. I didn't make a bunch of money on my book. That wasn't the objective. My objective was, this story needs to be told. Here it is. And sometimes, of course, these people get the prestige of being on the New York Times best-selling list. All may be doing a handful of phone calls with the real author, who gets a low-end five-figure amount, $10,000, $20,000 for 6 months of hard work. There's a bodybuilder, famous bodybuilder, Ronnie Coleman, famously commented that everybody wants to be a bodybuilder, but nobody wants to lift no heavy-ass weights. Everybody wants a six-pack abs, right? But nobody really wants to do the work. Everybody wants to be an author, but very few people, particularly in the political space, want to put in the hard work to become one. Now, there are people that actually do the work, dedicating their time and energy to the Herculean task of publishing hundreds of pages of their own compelling work. I just don't want those people that do that, for those stories and those books and those speeches and those articles to get drowned out by just what are the fraudsters out there just doing falsehoods. And doesn't that say a lot about our society? Now, as I said earlier, you can go all the way back to Profiles in Courage. John F. Kennedy didn't write that book. At least have, and I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just stating a fact here. As I said at the very beginning of this, I didn't want a ghostwriter. I didn't want to go sit down and be interviewed by somebody about the book that I wrote. By the way, always remember, the title of that book is Deadly Indifference if you want to go buy it. I didn't want to be interviewed or give a speech and somebody ask me about what's in the book without those being my words and words attributed to both of us who together wrote that book. How much things have changed so much since that book was published in 2011 to 2024. It's so difficult for all of us. It's not just me that it's difficult for, and this is my job. But for all of us to figure out what's real and what's fake, what's authentic and what's not, it's like going to the market and, oh, hey, I got a really nice Indian rug I bought. Oh, really? It was made in Mexico. It was made in China. It wasn't made on the reservation. No siree. So we came with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.